We're here with Angeli De La Rosa from UBC Orientations, Rob Winston from SLC Planning Committee, and the Ambassador for Peer Programs, Jeff Cox. Thanks for coming, everyone.
Thank you.
So, Jeff, can you tell us more about peer programs and what they do?
Sure. So Peer Programs is sort of a collective organization that embodies sort of 13 different programs on campus. The similarity between all of them is focusing on peer-oriented learning and mentoring. And so there are, like I mentioned, 13. Some of them that you might know are programs like the arts team or the engineering team or the science team, and probably other programs like Go Global or Wellness Peer Educators. Mm-hmm. So those are some of the programs. I mentioned that there was 13, but again, the sort of encompassing idea is that everyone shares the peer-oriented approach to sort of learning and mentoring.
So what are some events that peer programs have been responsible for that our listeners might be able to recognize?
Yeah, so I mentioned that peer programs are sort of an umbrella program that encompasses many different programs. So some of the events that the different programs have put on, for instance, SciTeam, as you might know, puts on the Get Into Research event that happens every year. Mm-hmm. As well, the Wellness Peer Educators through the Wellness Center sort of function to put on the Wellness Fair, which is sort of an annual fair that happens every year that focuses on health and wellness. And this year will be happening in November to focus on mental health. So those are just a couple, but again, there's 13 programs that do put on different events.
Since there are so many programs and students are involved with it, there are a lot of new changes and improvements happening different from previous years. Most notably is the Center for Student Involvement being built at Brock Hall. Can you talk more about that?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely over the last year, as I mentioned, there are 13 different programs, and the approach that we've been using in the last couple of years is sort of to coordinate everyone and get everyone together on the same page within peer programs. So we have grown, and we are sort of a lot bigger than we were 2 years ago. We do have 290 students that function within peer programs. And as you mentioned, the Center for Student Involvement will be sort of built within the next month. We have a construction deadline of September 30th for the construction to be complete. But there will also be other students that are able to sort of function in the space, as well as we've mentioned orientations and the the SLC Student Leadership Conference. So I guess at the end of the day, there'll probably be definitely over 400 students that do have access to the space in terms of affiliation with the different programs that are involved in student development in general.
How did it come about? Were students wanting an extra communal space?
Yeah, so it was sort of the approach that sort of came to be in terms of the Center for Student Involvement is that there are all these different programs that are happening on campus already, and they're a little bit scattered in terms of where students are working sort of to make the programs happen. So the idea was just that, you know, the space was needed as a central location for these students to work and to use more resources and sort of get together and get connected. So it was a much needed space, and it sort of just came to be through student development and the need by students to use a space.
Rob, for the Student Leadership Conference, how are you planning to use the space?
Well, we use the space at the moment within the student space in student development, and I think it's really a working space to not only get the work within your conference done, but I think to create meaningful relationships with people from peer programs, with the orientations team. In a sense, it's a more horizontal working environment where we can share ideas and really gain the most from the students around us.
So is there a specific area for different groups, or do they just come in and it's kind of a communal work area?
There are communal working spaces. There are boardrooms and tables in which people can meet. But I think it's the idea behind it is to create an open plan environment in which people can work together, in which people can share ideas and share resources, because I think that's the way we can move forward as students.
And orientation, how are you planning to use this space?
Currently, our space is actually just around the corner from CITR. We're currently renting a space from the AMS services area up here in the second floor of the sub. When the Center for Student Development opens, we will be moving our main office, our workspaces. We have a number of student staff working with orientations as well as a couple of full-time staff. And so we will be working out of the center when it opens.
So speaking of more student involvement, obviously the center is a big deal in that. There's also going to be a website that's about to be launched. Can you speak more about that?
Yeah, sure. So we sort of talked about the Center for Student Involvement as being a physical hub for involvement and leadership on campus, but at the same time we do recognize that sort of as the years go on and technology becomes more integrated into our society, that students are going online to find out more about what's available to them on campus in terms of opportunities. So we're definitely aiming to build a virtual resource. So it's under construction. We do have a website. We don't have a URL right at this moment, but we definitely have a student and a staff team working in collaboration with the communication services to sort of get it up and running for when the physical space is open.
So you're planning the website to be launched around September, the end of September?
Yeah, definitely. Hopefully, I mean, we don't have specific target dates at this moment, but definitely between late September or mid-October, we expect that virtual space to be up and running.